But, you know, one of my go-tos, I've been raised on it. I love fishing a spinnerbait. I love getting up there shallow, beating those banks, flipping a brush hog. You know, that's a big staple of mine. But getting up there, beating the banks, brush hog, spinnerbait, I love fishing out deep. I love fishing finesse. I love fishing those ledges, brush piles. I like getting out there looking at them, too. But, you know, like Mr. Gary said, you know, just fish your strengths. That's the biggest thing. Any time of year, fish your strengths. What you're good at, don't matter what technique, but get out there and just fish your strengths.
Camel boots on my feet, bow in my hand, walking in the early dawn to climb the
Redbone, what would you say if I could tell you that you could kill a buck on a certain day?
I would say you're crazy. There's no way to predict how the bucks are going to move.
Well, you're wrong. There's a new camera out called Wise Eye Technologies. These guys can predict the actual deer movement, exact time that a deer is going to come through.
Really? Wise Eye Technology?
This camera has 5-megapixel pictures, has a GPS system built inside, and it's an experience using this camera. It collects data and tells you the movement, wind direction, everything.
On a camera?
On a camera. WiseEyeTechnologies.com.
And how do I find out more information about these guys?
You go to WiseEyeSmartCam.com. I'm using them. You should, too. Make Wise Eye Technologies presents Welcome to American Roots Outdoors, everybody. We are in the studio, and we have got a great show, as always, lined up for everybody. And the topic of this show is bass fishing techniques with the legends. And legends, we talk about legends, Wayne Redbone. We've got some legends in here. We've got Mr.
Well, thank you, but I'm really not a legend.
Thank you.
See, I appreciate the compliment, but I wouldn't quite go that far.
Yeah, not that far of a legend.
Mr. Gary Mason, the founder of Legends of the Outdoors Hall of Fame. He's in the studio with us.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy. We got Rick York. Rick York, come over here. Rick York is the president of the Northeast Arkansas Bass Fishing.
Hey, guys.
There we go. Jeremiah Pro. This guy is 17 years old, right? 17. Come over here, Jeremiah. 18. 18. He is qualified to fish the national championships, man. This guy is a beast. And we've also got, thank you, Jeremiah, for coming in the studio. We got Mr. Tommy Garner. Yep, Tommy Garner.
How you doing, Alex?
Steppenwolf Productions. We got Mr. Jeff with 80 Below. And another legend. These guys all love to bass fish and they love to hunt. We've got a great show lineup, y'all. We want to kick it off real quick, Gary. Let's talk about your roots. Where was you born? Tell us about yourself.
Well, I was born in Union City, Tennessee, but I was raised up in a little small town called Buckhannon, Tennessee. And some of you may have heard of that town because one of our other legends is from there as well, Miss Brenda Valentine. I was a little kid, about 12 years old, following my aunt and Brenda Valentine around at the Saddle Club every Friday night. And we grew up in a wonderful neighborhood there. Small town USA, had a high school and 3 stores and a baseball diamond, pallet mill, and all that kind of stuff. But we were country folks, you know, and we grew up in the country. We got a lot of our food, our shoes, our blue jeans and everything from the general store there in Buckhannon, Tennessee. Had a little church, Methodist church there, and on Sunday, that's where we all went. So we grew up in, I guess, kind of like on Walton Mountain, we grew up in the country.
That is country, Redbone.
That is country. And I got to ask you right off the top, your lifelong friend, Brenda Valentine.
Right.
She tells a story, and told it on this show, about the first time she ever saw a deer track. And everybody in town came out to see, remember this?
Yep.
Remember this? Came out to see this deer track because back in those days, you just never saw deer. And even to see a deer track, people just went nuts for it.
Oh, yeah. I remember the first deer that I seen. I was on the school bus. I was in the 8th grade, and we were going to go to Paris, Tennessee to see a play at Grove School, which we all paid a dime. Every one of us kids paid a dime to go see this play. And we round this curve, and there's 2 deer that cross the road in front of our school bus. The school bus driver slams the brakes on. Every kid runs to the left-hand side of the bus. It's a wonder they didn't turn the bus over. But we watched them deer. I mean, we sat there almost late to the play. But that was the first deer that any of us had ever seen. I'll never forget that.
Yeah, and Alex, it's hard to imagine that in Tennessee.
Yeah. In Tennessee.
But there was a time when you didn't see deer in Tennessee.
I remember my dad talking in the 1930s. He said when they see a deer track, Hey, somebody come to town and talk about it. Everybody in the country would load up in their vehicles to go look at that deer track. It's amazing what our conservation departments have done nationwide to have our deer population where it's at today. And the same with turkeys, you know, the same thing. You know, our subject, Gary, you talked about your roots, and you're also a coach for Bethel University, the number one collegiate bass fishing team in the nation.
Well, I wouldn't say we're the number one bass fishing team in the nation, but I would say we're the winningest college bass fishing program in the nation. We've won 13 national titles since 2009 when I brought the team to Bethel University, and we've won 18 regional championships. Had an old boy from over here in Missouri that helped win several of those championships, and that was, as you know, Mr. Cody.
Cody Huff.
From Ava, Missouri.
Yeah.
I had four kids this year from my program that fished in the Bassmasters Classic out of 55, and we had one more that, like, 3 ounces making it to the Classic, so we could have had five real easily. But we've had a great program. God has blessed us tremendously, and I'm looking forward to times to come.
So. Yeah. Well, we got a young man here in this studio here, Jeremiah Pro.
Absolutely.
Jeremiah, come up here to the mic with us. Jeremiah, let's talk about you and what your qualifications, what you qualified to do, and talk about your roots real quick. Were you born and raised?
Well, I was born and raised born in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Around the age of 8, moved down here with my family to a little town of Cherokee Village, Arkansas, and met an old man named Mr. Rick York. He's sitting over there. We'll get him over here in a second. But
Come on over here.
Second youngest guy in the room.
Yeah.
You're the coach.
I met
this guy. When I kind of, you know, started high school and all that, and 13, and he kind of raised me and got me going, and, you know, kind of started my roots there, and as far as tournament bass fishing, and we kind of just sprouted and grew from there, and we're going on a third time qualification to the Bassmaster High School Nationals, and I've qualified this year too to go to Lake Hartwell in South Carolina for the adult Bassmaster Nationals. So it's been a really fun, eventful year.
Wow.
Yeah.
So there's a real good possibility that this young man could come to Bethel University. He could receive a scholarship to fish.
Wow.
And also, even in his fishing with Bassmasters in the high school division, he could win other scholarship opportunities as well. Of course, we want him to pick Bethel University, but there's over 20. Yeah.
Is that where you want to go?
I don't know. You know, it's a possibility. You never know what happens, but the future is interesting.
Let me say this: 18 regional championships, 13 national championships.
So where would you go? That's kind of like the NFL.
Well, I'll say this: this is like LeBron moment right here. We need to know, where are you kicking your talents?
That's a really good question. Hey, this guy, you know, they got an absolutely amazing program over there. You know, countless, awesome young anglers have come out of there. Cody Huff, I've known him. And
Wilson.
You know, they're just amazing. So the programs that they're putting on over there for these young kids and the opportunities that they're providing at a college level is really next level. And it's proven that on the water. So, you know, it's definitely an option. It's definitely, you know, something to consider. And
it's just like if you played football, getting an offer to go to Alabama.
You're getting an offer from the coach to go fish Bethel.
Absolutely, and we'd love to have you. We'd love to have you come to Bethel. And I jokingly tell people that, you know, you can either pick Bethel or you can pick some other school and let me know how it feels to be in second place.
There you go.
I'll shake your hand when you come off the podium with third place.
Absolutely. Well, you know, the sad part about what I do, I can only take 8 to 10 young people a year, and I try to get the cream of the crop. You know, I think I get some really good anglers each year, and my records have proven it. But there's a whole lot of other things that have to come into play with coaching a college student athlete in any sport, and that's giving that student the things that he needs to win with, giving him the knowledge that he needs and the support. You know, they get support at the high school level from their coach, like Rick, and hats off, Rick, to things you've done. But also they get support from mom and dad and granddad and granddad mom. But when they get on that college level, it's me and them. Mm-hmm. You know, granddad and grandmom and all of them become spectators in a sport we all love. But it's the coach and the player And so they have to depend on the things that I can support them with, and I have to depend on the knowledge that I can give them.
Yeah, and in his defense, you also have to offer the right curriculum as far as an education outside of fishing.
Yeah, the number two thing is education. Number one thing is God above. Mm-hmm. Number two thing is education. Number three thing is fishing.
Mm-hmm. All
right. Yeah. We're going to go to a break, everybody. You're listening to American Roots Outdoors right here, right now. Don't go away. We'll be right back with more right after this.
Hey, everybody. This is Michael Waddell with Bone Collector, and you're listening to my buddy Alex Rutledge on American Roots Outdoors, man.
Wishing on some love. I've been on a big boy for a while. I could load him in the back of my truck. We can take it to a holler.
Hey, Redbone, did you hear about that new deer feed?
What new deer feed?
Hey, Buck Grits, boys, you ain't heard of that yet?
Buck Grits?
BuckGrits.com.
Well, tell us about it. What makes it better than any other deer feed?
Well, Buck Grits has got the protein a deer needs, it's got the fat a deer needs, it's got the amino acids, it's got the energy, it's got it all, brother. It's going to bring them back after the rut, and it's going to put a rack on their head.
And it's going to help the lactating does, I assume, too, after they have the fawns.
That's right. Keep the fawns going and get them for the next crop.
Well, where can I get Buck Grits?
BuckGrits.com. You can get a sample, you can order it directly from the website, and we're coming to a retailer near you.
If you want
to
help a deer herd, use Buck Grits.
Across the creek up a big old hill. Year after year, got my hunting gear.
Hornady Ammunition presents Welcome Back to American Roots Outdoors. We are in the studio, man. We've got a lineup for y'all. If you just joined us, we had segment one of the show, the founder of Legends of the Outdoors, the Bethel coach, bass fishing coach, Mr. Gary Mason, and Mr. Jeremiah Pro. We've done an introduction. Everybody's in the studio with us again. Mr. Rick York, Northeast Bass Masters Fishing Association. Am I saying that right? Yeah, close enough, he said. And we got Grant behind the camera over there, producer for Legends of the Outdoors, Tommy Garner, Mr. Jeff, and Jeremiah Pro. Yeah, qualifier, if you just joined us, this guy's qualified to fish the Bassmasters Elite Series at 18 years old.
I don't know about Elite Series, but the Bassmaster High School Nationals, so that's pretty cool.
So I want to get you back up here to the mic because this is the two pretty top subjects here. You guys both learned to bass fish. I'm going to ask you the question first, Gary. How old was you when you caught your first bass?
I was probably about 15 years old. I'll never forget it. I had a cream worm, the one of the little propellers on the front of it, Tom Man cream worm, and I've reeling it slowly in a gravel pit pond, and this mouth just come up and engulfed this thing, and it was just like time stood still for me, and I got that bass to the bank. It probably weighed a pound and a half, but I was hooked, and from then on, I wanted to bass fish. Mm. The difference between me and these kids today is we didn't have boats back then. We fished farm ponds, creek banks, and that type of stuff. Unfortunately, I couldn't have made it on the Bethel University bass fishing team. I wasn't good enough to be there. This guy right here can make it because he's the real deal.
Now, let's talk about your first bass now, Jeremiah. Can you remember that? And what have you got to say to other kids and young guys out there that's listening, or girls, about wanting to be a professional fisherman or fish collegiate or high school?
Yeah. Well, I mean, as far as going back, it's like the program now, I feel like, and today's time, these colleges, these high schools are giving these kids an actual opportunity to actually excel, to exceed to that next level. And it's really cool to see these guys, that provide these ways for these kids to go to that next level. But, you know, as far as my first bass ever, you know, that goes way back to back in the day. I mean, my roots go back as far as, you know, just worm on a hook fishing. That's the way, you know, I've always been, you know, I've raised that way. My dad and my grandpa, those were my fondest memories of getting me out there and going fishing. But I remember that one of the first times it was actually in a little creek, and I was throwing a little rooster tail. Rooster tail back in the day. My favorite bait was
a Melt's Black Fury.
I got you. Yeah. Yeah. In this little creek, little big old smallmouth came over, and that's one of the coolest moments I think I remember was seeing that smallmouth come out from behind that rock and just absolutely obliterate that rooster tail.
It just happens.
And that puts something in your heart. So, you know, and I think, you know, almost every kind of high schooler, every pro elite angler out there has kind of had a magical moment like that in their lives where they just, in that moment, they realize, wow, I got to do this. It's not that I have to do it. It's that I want and I have to do this. You know, I got to do it.
So my question, again, it was like a two or three part question. What have you got to say to other kids out there that's listening is could fish a high school bass fishing team or collegiate? What do you got to say to them?
I mean, get out there and do it. You know, it like me, I remember when Rick first introduced me to the high school side of it, you know, I was like almost kind of nervous and scared to go out there and, you know, compete against them. But just go out there and do it. You know, they're out there competing just like you are. They're competing to get to that next level. And, you know, just take that first step and then, you know, it just starts growing from there. You know, you start getting comfortable. You start getting in that, I like to say, that competitive mode. You like being out there and competing. You like feeling that urge to win. And, you know, that's what motivates me personally to get out there and do it over and over again. So, yeah, if you're a young kid out there, find a high school coach. Find someone to take you out there and go fishing. And get out there and do it.
In our last week's episode, one of the lures we talked about was the Black Fury. I had brought that up. I even showed Alex that. And to hear you talk about it, I'm like, I look over at Redbow and I'm like, that's exactly what I was talking about. That lure is a killer lure.
I can't tell you.
So you, young man, need to get yourself a handful of those Black Furies because I'm telling you what, around here, I think they're going to do a lot of damage if you ain't already got them.
Yeah, they're great lures. One thing I wanted to say about the high school kids coming out of high school, you know, a lot of kids think to go to college, they need to wait till their senior year of high school before they get recruited. There's only about 5 to 6% of the high school students that get recruited for their high school sport, if they're fishing, I mean, if they're football, baseball, basketball, tennis, those sports. So to get recruited by a coach, so there's several things you need to do. Number one, figure what that school is. Get with that coach. Go ahead and spend some time with him. Send him pictures, whatever, on Facebook, but spend time with him but start in the 10th grade. You know, don't wait till you're senior. Start in the 10th grade, even 9th grade, and get some kind of established repertoire going with that particular coach that you think you want to fish for. And this goes along with any sport, baseball, basketball, football, whatever. Absolutely. So it goes with any sport.
Another legend that we have here today with us, and this guy right here has got his own radio talk show and a huge following that he has, and you do a lot. You're always sending a message about kids. Tommy, what have you got to say about kids that might want to get involved in fishing or collegiate or high school?
Find someone to help you, because I know that there's a lot of people that all you have to do is ask them, say, I'd like to go fishing. I don't know how to do anything. And most of the people that I know, I'm talking about the sportsmen, they'll say, okay, well, let's just do it, and I'll help you get what you need, and just do it. And I want to tell you something. When they get that first bass on there and it breaks the water and it's got a mouth, it looks like you stick your fist in it, they're hooked for life. It's not almost. They are hooked for life, and then it's just up to them. And just do it, you know.
Yeah, Gary, I'd like to mention one more thing. I know you think this is awfully important too, but for those high school kids, grades matter. And your conduct, your personal conduct matters, and today your activity on social media matters. As a coach, you look at those things.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one thing I tell people all the time is if kids hunt and fish, they don't have enough money to buy the bad things in life. But you're exactly right. Good grades, it may not be like if you come to Bethel, good grades is going to get you a presidential scholarship, or it's going to get you scholarship money, and that scholarship money may be combined with a portion of athletic scholarship money. So good grades are going to help. But more than the good grades, it's studying and getting to know the study habits and morals that you're going to need in college, because there's nobody standing over you in college. The professor, he gets paid the same amount of money whether you study or whether you don't, whether you leave class or whether you don't. We don't want anybody to fail out. So learn good study habits. Learn how to study on your own. Don't go fishing this afternoon if you've got homework to do. Do your homework and then go fishing afterwards, or whatever it is that you want to do. Reward yourself by doing your work. This is a job. The scholarship that you're getting paid, that's your income. This is a job. You got a job to do, and get the job done before you reward yourself with a day on the lake or time on the water.
Yeah, and again, the way you conduct yourself. And I hear coaches talk about it all the time.
Oh, absolutely.
If get out in your community and volunteer and be a good person, somebody that other kids want to hang around with, not for the wrong reasons, but for the right reasons.
It doesn't do any good if I've got a kid that's a Hank Parker or a Kevin Van Damme if he's not coachable. Each one of these kids, and they're not kids, they're young adults, but each one of them have got to rely on what I can do for them and what I say to them, and they got to do what I ask them to do as their coach in order to be competitive and in order to do good. So yes, sir, no, sir, is what I hear all the time. One of the greatest compliments I think as a coach I've ever been paid is my professor say, we can always tell when one of your students walks in the classroom.
Fantastic. Great place to take a break. We're back. More American Roots Outdoors Radio with Alex Rutledge and a whole bunch of his friends in just a moment.
Hi, everybody. This is Aaron Tippin, and you're listening to my old buddy Alex Rutledge with American Roots Outdoors and good friends.
And my old pair of hunting boots passed on down, planted deep in the ground around your heart so you never got to worry.
Hey guys, it's food plot planting time here in the Ozarks and all across the country. What are you planting this year, Wayne?
I'm going to put some smorgasbord in with a whole lot of clover.
You're going to put some extra clover in it. What?
Smorgasbord? What is smorgasbord?
Man, it is a variety of annuals and perennials that'll get you through fall time, winter time, and all the way into spring.
It's awesome. You want to plant healthier food plots to track all kinds of game? Go to www.eagleseed.com. It's a smorgasbord. You know, we all get tired of certain things. The smorgasbord has everything. Your deer will love it. Eagleseed.com.
American Roots.
Eagle Seed presents... Welcome back to American Roots Outdoors. You know, here in a few months, we'll be planting food plots, everybody. We want to tell you about Eagle Seed Smorgasbord. All their blends out there, you need to check them out. Eagle Seed Smorgasbord will pull your neighbor's animals to your farm, won't they, Wayne?
Yeah, unfortunately, it'll probably pull your neighbors more than you want them to be there.
Too many deer. But that being said, you know, our topic is bass fishing, and we've introduced you to some of the legends. We call them legends. Even this 18-year-old young boy, he's a legend already. You think about it, he's qualified.
Yeah, there's no telling how many high school kids already look up to him and others that are in high school. And I know they're looking up to guys that are on my team, Drew's team, and other teams out there, McKendree and Adrian College, that that are doing good on the tournament trails in college.
Yeah, and that's why we created River Masters. I'm going to give it a plug real quick. You know, it's a tournament series on the current river, and we want to go to other rivers, is to profile these guys that become masters, that's qualified to become a river master. And we created that to create a mentorship in our communities here. People look up to these guys, you know, and they're Christian guys. And Wayne, you want to talk about that too. And we got great sponsors that's helped us, you know, create this event. But Wayne?
Yeah, you had said that it would be, you know, there's probably already high school kids looking up to him and that. And I'm thinking, I myself just got out of high school a couple of years ago. And I would love to have Jeremiah take me fishing because I know I'd probably learn a ton from him. You don't have to be just in high school to get this.
Let me tell you what most folks don't realize is how much these young people have grown up with the depth finders and computers and stuff that it's just easy for them. Whereas guys like me and Alex and Rick and all of us had to really push ourselves and force ourselves to learn how to use, you know, side finders and live scopes and all the stuff that's available now that these kids just pick up and go with. I'd hate to fish against him. I'll tell you, I ain't putting my money up against him. I'll sit on the bank and
I
eat
want
popcorn.
Him to be my alternate.
I want him to be my partner. You know? So
anyway, I want to talk about a product here. You know, I've been using it for over a year now, and you got me introduced to it, and the creator of it, Mr. Jeff and 80 Below. Jeff, come in here with us.
Yeah. How's it going?
Yeah. Let's talk about 80 Below real quick.
All right.
80 Below is a product that you can use on reels, rods, squeaky doors, squeaky mics, whatever. Let's talk about that real quick.
That's basically a product you can use on practically anything, any kind of slide mechanism, any kind of line. Just use it just like you use any other lubricant that you use. Just challenge yourself to pick up a bottle somewhere and try 80 Below because I think you'll be elated to what's going to happen because it's really a super product. It's full synthetic. You can use it, like I say, on anything. We did it for guns, basically, because we're big waterfowl hunters. We love to get out in the cold weather and waterfowl hunt, and it just keep you automatic, just shooting, just repeating like they supposed to. dirt doesn't bother it too much. You know, you can shoot real dirty. Sometimes I'm ashamed of my gun when I tear it down and do clean it, because it's still sitting there just performing like it's supposed to. Also, fishing reels, ice building up on them. You can put it on the line. You can do a lot of things. I've had people spray it on baits and swear it helps. But I don't know. I'm not the biggest fisherman in the world, but we'd give it a try. We're going to try it tomorrow, I think.
Yeah, we're going to take you on the current river, and you're going to catch your first current river smallmouth in the Ozarks. So are you excited?
I am excited. I haven't caught too many smallmouth in my life. I'm mostly, you was talking about
largemouth
baits and largemouth. I was a farm pond fisherman when I was just a kid. And my favorite bait was a big old popping bug. I love to throw that bug out there and see him hit it. He just come out and just take it away.
Well, you can throw that tomorrow in the morning when we're fishing.
It may work.
Yeah. Everybody want to encourage you.
Fishing with bubblegum tomorrow, Alex.
Yeah, I'm going to give him one of them crowbar lures. You remember that
story? Put a worm on the hook.
Yeah, worm on the hook. Yeah, we're going to have fun tomorrow. Thank you for being in the studio with us, and thank you for talking about your product, because I believe in it. I've used it on my reels and stuff and makes them smooth, and we're going to hear more about it. You told me on the way down here that you're in over 200 stores. If anybody wants to become a dealer, what can they do to become a dealer with this product?
Just go online to ablowoil.com and hit me up.
Just there we go.
Give me a buzz.
Wayne?
Now, I do have one question. This isn't just for metal on metal.
No.
Correct? I mean, we're talking plastic metals.
Woods. I've got people shooting Krag-offs, Perazzi's, all kinds of trap shooters are some of my biggest customers, because they'll shoot thousands of times during an event, and they want their guns performing right. And they get kind of seized up and hot and hard to handle. And, you know, and as they say, the 80 blow just works great on them. And it's really, you can just wipe your gun down, put it in your vault. You don't have to have a humidifier. It changes a lot of things. It's real good on protection.
Do you have a website that people can order from?
80 blow. Well, you could go on Amazon. Mm-hmm. Amazon's got it. Walmart, all Walmart. You can go to your Ace Hardware store and ask them for it, and they can order it for you.
Good.
If they don't have it. So some
there
of the
you big, go 80 below big everybody 80 below inventor, great product. And man, we're learning so much here about different things. And this is segment 3 of the show. We got segment 4 coming up. It's the last segment of the radio show. We got a few minutes left here. I want to ask you a question. What is your favorite bass tactic and your favorite lure?
Well, I love to ledge fish. And, you know, I love to do every kind of bass fishing, but I love to ledge fish. Kentucky Lake, where I live, is a huge ledge fishing lake. And I guess probably my favorite lure is a baby brush hog on a Carolina rig. I love to fish that on a drop. I also love a jig and pig. So that's probably my two favorite lures, fishing ledges.
For bass fishing. So what advice have you got for anybody listening here? It's lake fishing, river fishing. How crucial is it to use fluorocarbon over monofilament? Braid, etc.
Well, I'm a big monofilament guy. I love P-Line. I love their products, and that's one of the companies that's been sponsoring me for a long time, and I don't think you can get a better fishing line. But, you know, the main thing about fishing is use what you're confident in using. When you're talking about lures, it doesn't matter. There's 1,000 lures out there, and all of them are good in its right application. Use what you're confident in fishing the waters that you're confident in fishing.
There you go. Question to you, Jeremiah Pro, national qualifier. Share something with us about bass fishing, your favorite technique, favorite line, favorite lure.
Well, you know, Mr. Alex asked me that when he came into the studio, and I was like, you know, I mean, I really don't have one. You know, I try personally to be as versatile as I can at certain times of year, adapting to when those bass, what feeding movements those bass are in, you know, just letting them tell me what to throw, what to do in those times, in those situations. But, you know, one of my go-tos, I've been raised on it. I love fishing a spinnerbait. I love getting up there shallow, beating those banks, flipping a brush hog. You know, that's a big staple of mine. But getting up there, beating the banks, brush hog, spinnerbait, I love fishing out deep. I love fishing finesse. I love fishing those ledges, brush piles. I like getting out there looking at them too. But, you know, like Mr. Gary said, you know, just fish your strengths. That's the biggest thing. Any time of year, fish your strengths. What you're good at, don't matter what technique, but get out there and just fish your strengths and do what you love to do.
There you go, Jeremiah Pro. Tommy Garner, what advice have you got for our viewers and listeners, your type of baits you love to use for bass, river fishing or largemouth on the rivers, lakes?
There's two things that I use without fail. One is one of the most effective lures that you can use here. There's a soft plastic bait that we call a creature bait, which is 3 inches long or less, big around as your pinky, and everything that every predatory fish in the water eats it. That, and I'm really big up on jerk baits, especially in the rivers around the swift water. And that's two things. They work for me, and try them, and they may work for you too.
There you have it, everybody. We got one more. Rick York going to come in. Rick, tell us your favorite baits and line and rod and reels you fish.
I mostly like to fish fluorocarbon line. I love to fish shallow. My favorite deal is to get in the mud, prop a trolling motor up, and fish 6 to 8 inches of water. That's my favorite thing to do. Flip
year pitch. Round? Year round?
Yeah. If I get a chance, they'll let me fight. Usually in the wintertime, you have to pull out deeper. But
yeah.
So, but anyways, those.
What about the rivers? Rivers, and we're going to go to a break. Okay. Rivers.
River.
Your technique.
Tube.
That's it. There you have it.
Tube.
Yeah, we're going to go to a break, everybody. You're hearing from the legends right here in the studio with American Roots Outdoors. Don't go away. We'll be right back with more right after this.
Hey, y'all. It's Tyler Farr, and you're listening to my good buddy, Mr. Alex Rutledge, on American Roots Outdoors.
Accurate, deadly, dependable. Hornady Ammunition. From a two-man operation in 1949 to a world-leading innovator of bullet, ammunition, reloading tool, and accessories design and manufacturer today. Hornady. Each piece is hand-inspected to ensure consistency and quality. Ammunition engineered to perform flawlessly. Simply put, the best. Hornady Ammunition. Find Hornady Ammunition at a retailer near you and at Hornady.com.
How many of you are tired of your batteries running out of energy, out of power? Let me tell you about Amped Outdoors. I've changed using the batteries I have had in the past. Amped Outdoors, I have the new 80 amp, 24 volt, single battery, weighs 46 pounds. This thing has produced energy all day long. Tested for 2 days, total use 11 hours. Cannot tell the batteries have even lost any energy. Go to Amped Outdoors if you want to be successful and not run out of power.
They ain't down. We'll be waiting when they hit the ground. Big time coming, it's what we do. From a whippoorwill to an old...
Bug Grits presents... Welcome back to American Roots Outdoors, final segment of our show. We are in the studio. We are in the house. We have the legends in here, man. We've covered some great topics, Redbone.
It has, although I'm really surprised nobody picked a brown and orange Mr. Twister picking a mess.
Only a legend would use that.
Yeah. Well, that's what I use. When I can find them.
Yeah. Wayne?
I was going to say, I'm going to Bass Pro Shops, and they always have that big bin.
Monty's Outdoors. We're going to Monty's Outdoors.
Well, I got to take the kids over to that display, the aquarium, and then mount it. Monty's had them before. I'll have to see if they still got them, too. If they don't, I'm going to tell them to order you a bunch in for you.
Please do.
But we're definitely going to be checking around for you, now that I know that's your favorite. But for me, I'm still going to stick with the Black Fury. I'm going to brag
Monty's
about it.
Monty's Outdoors is here close, everybody, to our listening
that's
area.
Right. That's right.
We want to support Monty as close as you can. If you're close to him, then go to Bass Pro if you're close to them.
You can come to Bass Pro Shops when the Legends of the Outdoors is
there.
Yeah,
let's talk about that. Let's talk about that. We're going to give away a couple of tickets at the next Rivermasters.
That is correct.
Yep. One of the top five winners is going to win 2 free tickets to the Hall of Fame.
$200 value.
$200 value. One of the top five winners is going to win this to go meet and greet with Gary Mason and all the professional fishermen there. Talk
right,
about that.
Right. I just got a note while we were driving over here that Boyd Duckett will be there.
Wow.
Kevin Van Dam's going to be there. Kathy Fennell from from Major League Fishing, used to be FLW, is going to be there. And many, many other of your outdoor celebrities in hunting and fishing. And guys, listen, here's the deal. This is not about me. Alex Rutledge is one of our Hall of Fame members. Tommy Garner is on our board of directors. This is all about the legends of the outdoors, those that are in there already and those that are going there. But if you've never been to a place where you could meet and greet 30 or 40 different people from the outdoors industry that you've looked up to and you've seen on TV, this is the place. And I'm promising you right now, as the founder and the CEO of Legend Outdoors, if you don't get a warm, fuzzy feeling when you go in there, if there's not a tear in your eye when you leave,
oh, man,
and laughter in your heart.
How can people buy tickets? Can they still buy tickets
yes,
right
they
now?
Can. Let's they talk can buy about tickets. That. They can contact me personally at 731-693-7770, or they can go on our website at www.legendsoftheoutdoors.com. Both words are plural. LegendsOfTheOutdoors.com. Go to the bottom of the front page. My personal cell phone number is on there. Don't give it to a hacker or somebody like that. But
you've been hacked, by the way.
I've been hacked.
You know your email's been hacked.
Yeah, but don't give it to somebody.
Antonio Lopez from Chicago has you hacked.
Yeah, well, you know Antonio and I go way back, I'm sure. But no, go to the bottom of the front page of the Legends of the Outdoors website and contact me on the numbers that are there, and we'll get you hooked up with tickets. Tickets are $100, or if you're a company and you want to bring a bunch of your clients or friends,
sponsorship,
$1,200 a table. So, and I've still got a few tables left. We'll have a large silent auction. It'll be at the Bass Pro Shops on August 19th. Starts at 9 o'clock in the morning, goes till about 3 o'clock. We feed you a wonderful dinner. Mm-hmm. And listen, if you're not there, we're probably going to talk about you.
That's right. Yeah. Hey, I know I'm coming. Linda and I are coming. Wayne, you need to get some tickets too. You and Redbone, we all need to be there to support the Legends. Yeah, this is a great event. It's a great time for you to go meet Kevin Van Dam and get pictures with him and pick his brain. He'll answer questions. They'll be there all day long with everybody. It's you going to try to come, Jeremiah?
I'll try. I want to, for sure.
Well, we're going
to
have some great music, too, with Olivia Faye Floyd from Murray, Kentucky. Great young up-and-coming rising country music star. Like I said, we're going to feed you. But the best thing of the whole thing is you're going to get to hear stories about how God has led each and every one of those guys and gals into an industry that we love. Our tagline is following the footsteps, and that's truly what we're doing. I'm following Alex Rutledge's footsteps.
I'm following yours.
And a lot of other people. So by all means, we want you to come and be a part of it. Tommy Garner will be there. I'll be there. Jeff Milam will be there, and we'll be glad to see you.
There you have it, folks. How many minutes we got left here?
Oh, you got about 3.5 minutes.
3.5 minutes. I want to say this, man. This has been a good show as we've ever done.
The date I meant to say, and I thought I did, but the date is
you did.
August 19th of 2023. Doors open at 9 a.m. You got to have a ticket to get in, though, because if you don't have a ticket, you can't get the door.
Limited seating, too.
Limited seating. And listen.
So first come, first serve. You don't get your tickets. You can't come to it.
You can't show up at the door that morning and say, hey, I want to go in and see Alex Rutledge and all these folks, because we've got limited seating. We have to let them folks at Bass Pro Shops know how much we're going to need.
Yeah, and Gary, could you tell the folks, give an example of some of the people that are coming in as members?
Again.
Yeah, some of the individuals.
Alex Rutledge will be there, and Kevin.
Well, I mean, the people are being inducted into.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Into the
Jimmy Ronquist, Kathy Fennell, Kevin Van Dam, Philip Vanderpool. My mind's going blank. I used to could name everybody right off the top of my head, but those are some of the folks that's going in, and there'll be others. Oh, there's a lady going in. Alex Rutledge is actually.
Yeah, check this out. She's younger than I am.
Alex Rutledge is actually the youngest person we ever inducted. What year did we induct you,
Alex? 2007.
2007. Alex Rutledge was only about 20.
No, I was 42.
He was 42. Youngest person we ever inducted. This year, we're going to induct the oldest person we've ever inducted, Miss Gail Camp from Arkansas. She's 98 years young. Oh,
98 wow. years young.
Wow. So, here's the deal. You can become a legend at any stage in your life. Just work hard. Give back to others, because the whole key to this thing is giving to others and enjoy life. Young man, I look forward to hopefully getting to be your coach someday.
For sure. I look forward to it.
So.
There you have it, folks. History may have been made right here, and I'm going to make a bold statement. Jeremiah Pro, if he follows his dream, the way he conducts himself, has the complete presence to be a Bassmasters.
Oh, absolutely.
Elite.
Absolutely.
The way he handles himself is very impressive. You've done very well, Jeremiah.
Well, thank you for that, Mr.
Yeah. I definitely want to fish with you on the river.
For sure.
We need to see how good you are to see if you could be my alternate when Rick's gone.
Sounds good to me.
Now, Jeremiah, do you play football in Highland?
No,
Highland?
No, sir. I'm actually homeschooled.
Okay.
I've been homeschooled for most of my life. I attended a public school up in Eau Claire, Wisconsin for about 4 years and moved down here. And yeah, I've been homeschooled ever since.
Well, I want to tell this young man one thing. You could put all of my guys that's on my team in a paper sack and shake them up and pour them out, and you wouldn't know which one was Jeremiah and which one was the rest of the guys. He fits the mold of the young people that I'm looking for. And if you want to spend 4 or 5 years getting a great education and then further that education through competitive bass fishing, I believe that Bethel University is the place that you need to be.
Absolutely.
And we'd love to have you.
Absolutely. Well,
thank you. Last question. We're going to wrap it up, and I'm going to turn it over to you, Wayne. We got to do it quick. What does your faith mean to you, Jeremiah Pro?
It means everything in the world to me, Mr. Alex. I do everything I can. Trust in God. I put Him first, no matter what it is. You know, I give all the success.
Preach it, brother. Preach
all the
it.
Success that I've had, I give it to God. And, you know, in all those times, you know, He's just led me, and He's blessed me so much, you know, and I can't thank Him enough. There's not enough time in this world for me to thank Him. The people that He's allowed me to meet, the success that I've had over the years, you know, all this, you know, the good times in bass fishing that I've had, and it's just been an awesome ride so far. You know, it's exciting to see Him kind of leading and guiding, and, you know, always put your faith and trust in God, no matter what the situations in those hard times and those trials.
You're preaching.
I'm telling you.
I love
it. I love it. But
I love it.
Always trust in Him.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, Jesus was the only one that could catch him anytime he wanted to.
Wayne?
Well, I tell you what, folks, if you missed any part of this show today, which, shame on you, but if you joined us late, don't fret. Just go to your favorite podcast carrier on your phone. All you got to do is just type in the word podcast. It'll automatically pop up. And click on search American Roots Outdoors with Alex Rutledge. Click on it. And you're going to not only hear the show part that you missed, but you'll hear the show in its entirety, plus a bonus segment that you're only going to hear on a podcast. So if you're listening to this on the radio right now, get to the podcast, because the show does not end when the time ends.
That's right. Thank you again for everybody being in the studio with us. We love you. Thank you to all of our partners to support us. Remember, share the outdoors with a kid. It's God's creation. It's up to you and I to keep our great sport alive. And always remember,
when your roots run deep and strong,
there's no reason to fear the wind.
So you never gotta worry what the wind might do. American Roots.
Thank you for joining us for today's American Roots Outdoors Radio with Alex Rutledge. You can find us on Facebook. Look us up on the World Wide Web at AmericanRootsOutdoors.com. We'll be back again next week on this great radio
and
station.
Outdoors presents Welcome Back to American Roots Outdoors, the bonus segment. If you're listening to this, you're listening to your favorite podcast carrier. And we're on every podcast carrier available out there. We are in 19 countries now. We have a huge reach, don't we, Wayne?
Yeah, we definitely do, especially among the military bases. When you look at the countries that we're in, it's always where there's a strong U.S. military presence.
Yeah. We've had
shout out to the military.
Yeah, shout out to the military. Yeah. And
yay.
Yeah, everybody.
They deserve it.
Thank you for your service. Yeah. So anyway, it's yours, Wayne.
Well, I know Mr. Jeremiah here is going to leave us here in about 2 minutes because he's on his way to church. And Jeremiah, I got one thing I do want to bring up to you and get your opinion on. And earlier we were talking about Redbone brought up about social media and that. And one of the things I'm sure it's had to been started preaching to you early on in life, and that is watch what you put on social media. Mm-hmm. And I'm not talking just pictures, but words can pay a price later in life.
Right.
Gary, I'm sure you've been probably telling students that for a long time now, haven't you?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the media, social media never goes away. Mm-hmm. You know, you can erase Facebook and you can erase TikTok and this, that, and the other, but it's out there somewhere. Somebody smarter than me can always bring it back. And so, yeah, you be careful what you say and personify yourself. And I know Jeremiah does this just by hanging around him for the last few minutes, but personify yourself as being what you are.
That's absolutely right.
You know, if you're a Christian, tell people you're a Christian. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're not, try to become one, right. You know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, Jeremiah, I'm going to let you go because I know you got to get out of here, but thanks a lot for sticking around, and Absolutely. Thank you very much for your appearance today on the show.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you, guys.
And thank you for joining Bethel.
Thank you, Jeremiah.
Try and give a quick plug on that.
Yeah, there you go. Well, you know, we have Gary Mason here and some other folks, but Gary, for the folks that maybe haven't heard of the Legends of the Outdoors Hall of Fame, kind of tell people where the idea came from, because I know it's a very interesting story.
Well, it is. I mean, I back in the day when the old slow internet was going and I had my first computer and I was sitting around, I'd guided a lot of country music stars. Alex and I have talked about this many times, but I had a lot of country music stars and Hall of Fame, baseball Hall of Fame members and football Hall of Fame members. And one day I was looking on the internet and I couldn't find a Hall of Fame for people in the outdoors industry, especially all walks of the outdoors industry. There was the Boone and Crockett and Pope and Young, and those were great places, but you actually had to take an animal of magnitude, you know, to get in.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went and told my wife, she was standing in the kitchen, I'll never forget this, I told my wife, I said, you know, there's not a Hall of Fame for people in the outdoors industry. I said, someone ought to do something about that. And she looked at me with them big blue eyes, and she said, well, aren't you someone? In other words, if you're not going to do it, don't complain about someone else not doing it. The very next day, I told her, I said, honey, we're starting the Legends of the Outdoors Hall of Fame. And we did. That was in 2002. Now we're in 2023. We've come a long way. But we're still not where we want to be. We want a lot more people to come and join us for this great celebration of the lives and times of so many wonderful people that are both in our Hall of Fame and going into our Hall of Fame.
Is it a dream or in the plan someday? Because there's not one now, but to have a brick and mortar Hall of Fame, I mean, a building where people can go and read about and hear stories about these people?
Oh, absolutely. You know, that's always been my dream. And of course, part of the dream that I had was to start a television show called Legends of the Outdoors. We've done that now.
Yeah.
But yes, a brick and mortar building would be a direction we'd like to go. Or we might talk to, say, Johnny Morris about putting a Hall of Fame in Bass Pro Shops. I mean, that's part of the dream. And you know, you can make your dreams come true. And we're working each and every day to make that dream come true.
Who was the first person that you wanted inducted when you started?
Jimmy Holt.
Really?
Jimmy Holt was the Tennessee outdoorsman. Jimmy Holt was the first person to ever be on the cover of Bassmasters magazine. He was put on the cover of Bassmasters magazine because he caught the littlest fish in the very first Bassmasters Classic that Ray Scott held. So Jimmy was a friend of mine. We shot a lot of television shows together. But that first year's class also had Earl Bentz, Harold Knight, David Hale, Bill Dance, Charlie Brewer Sr. posthumously, and Roland Martin. And I'm telling you,
wow,
to sit on the stage with those guys made me a bit nervous.
That's
in 2002.
A class right there.
Yes,
a class.
It was.
Wow. Now, how many members do you have total right now?
Right now, before this year's induction ceremony, we have 148.
Wow, that's a good.
We induct 7 to 8 each and every year. People have told me, oh, you only need to be inducting 4 or 3 or 5, you know, some other number. But the sad part about what we do is we won't get everybody that deserves to be in there before they go on to meet God's great reward. And at that time, they no longer need the accolades that we can give them.
Mm-hmm.
Our deal, we feel like, even though we do a posthumous person every once in a while, we feel like our deal is to give roses to the living, to thank those that are among us, and to try to remember those that have gone on before us.
Where do the ideas come for who is, I mean, they come from the general public? As you know, can people make suggestions?
Every once in a while, we'll take an outside suggestion. But for the most part, we have a board of directors, myself being the head of that board of director organization. And we have all of our Hall of Fame members. And these are the guys and gals that really know the legends. But they have nomination rights. And once they make the nomination, then it goes into a specific order that we do to vote the people that go in each year.
Sure.
Well, and let's get a little bit more technical on the voting. Now, do you guys have categories where you say, okay, we're going to induct 7, 6 have to be currently living, and we'll take 1 that has passed, you know, has passed away, or do you have any certain criteria you try to do? Or
no, like I said, we try to give roses to the living. Every once in a while, we will do, you know, someone will come along that done so much for our industry that even though they're already gone, we really want to thank their families.
Mm-hmm.
For those that are living, you know, sometimes this regenerates some older careers. You know, once they go in the Hall of Fame, they kind of get that old energy
back. Get
the
little spunk back, right.
And stuff. And just like today, I was talking to Jimmy Houston as we were driving over. And, you know, guys like Jimmy Houston and Bill Dance and Roland Martin, they're up in their 70s. They're still going strong.
Right.
You know? But there's others that their careers may have dwindled a little bit or something. And like the lady that's 98 years old. I mean, she's so fired up about going in the Hall of Fame. She just went in the Arkansas Waterfowl Hall of Fame. Now she's going in the Legends Outdoors Legends Outdoors Hall of Fame. So this is firing her career back up, and it very much should be. People need to know who the folks are that come before us and that open the doors for the rest of us to follow in their footsteps.
Yeah, I was thinking like pioneers, because my immediate thought was like Howard Hill, Fred Bear, you know, people that have passed, but you know, to get their recognition in there? Because if you think about, you know, back in the 70s and that, who do we as kids, you know, watch and learn from at the time? And, you know, they kind of opened that door for all these people now, like yourself and for everybody, right?
Yeah, well, and we've done several of the posthumous people. You know, Charlie Brewer Sr. was the first one. We've done Ray Breckenridge. We've done Fred Bear, as you mentioned. Of course, you know, there's still the Kirk Gowdies of the world out there and the Gene Hills and others that have passed on that we haven't got to as of yet, but hopefully we will. Those were wonderful people, and we couldn't be here without them.
Yeah, and before we get off the podcast, I'd like to get Jeff back up here from 80 Below. And if you listen to the radio show, you know Jeff was here talking about his oil, which is a lubricant. I mean, it does everything, right, Jeff?
Basically, do about anything you want to do. It's we developed it to really withstand Mother Nature more or less than if it's hot weather or cold weather. It really doesn't matter.
Well, and hence the name 80 Below, because I was interested in that. I mean, this stuff doesn't freeze up and doesn't gum up your gun or your fishing reels. Correct. Or whatever.
It doesn't gum. And like 80 Below Zero is the chemistry where it starts losing its chemistry at that point. You know, it's like other oils. It's going to lose its properties and stop functioning. But until... I don't think any of us going to be out that cold.
No, if you're hunting at 80 below, you deserve your gun to gum up.
You can imagine at just 17 degrees or 25 degrees when everybody says, my gun's slowing down and stuff, just a little dab of do you, just a drop or two here, drop or two there. But
Well, and I noticed looking at your card, it also is a protectant.
It is.
And I think, you know, the hunting season's now over and people are storing the guns away. I mean, this is a perfect oil to put on your guns to protect them till next fall.
Absolutely. Use it just like you use your favorite oil that you protect your guns with, and it will do a outstanding job. My background is lubrication. I've been in lubrication for years. We did lots of specialty lubes for lots of people around the country. But this is one that stuck in my mind, and we modified it, and it is a killer lubricant. You just try it. You go on my website and look at the locator, and you can find stores all around the country.
And that website is?
80blowoil.com.
Now, I was just thinking, there's two things I just immediately thought of. One was, I wish you were around about 10 years ago when I was still in Cleveland, Ohio, and I was hunting in 30 below zero temperatures.
Absolutely.
Because my bow, talk about a squeak sound that notified every doe in the area. It would have been nice to have it on that. But do you sell that in quarts? Because my truck is getting high mileage right now.
Actually, I do. And, you know, Gary's been using it quite a while now. He'll tell you some of the things that he's done that's been pretty amazing with it. But I get calls all the time from people saying, you know what I'm doing with that oil? And I'm sometimes afraid to ask. It's really surprising sometimes what they do. It's amazing. I got people that fishing in Alaska that's using it on their reels, and people and using it on their guns, of course, up there, you know, and stuff all the time. But but as a lubricant just to wipe your gun down, I've got people using Craigoff, like I said, Perazzi's, all those high dollar trap guns, and some of our biggest business is with the trap industries and the shooters around the world.
Imagine. Wow. That's fantastic, folks. It's 80 Below, 80BelowOil.com.
Yes, sir.
Well, everybody, I want to say thanks for listening to us. Bonus segment is, unfortunately, has come to an end.
Let's not wrap the bonus segment because I know on the radio show, Gary talked about how to get tickets to this year's upcoming Legends of the Outdoors event. So for the folks maybe that just listened to the podcast.
Oh, yes. Segment, let's share that information,
Gary,
again.
Absolutely. The date of the event at Bass Pro Shops in Springfield, Missouri is going to be August the 19th. It's a morning event. The doors will open at 9. We'll start the event around 10. It'll go to about 3 o'clock, and we'll feed you a wonderful lunch in the event. We'll have a huge silent auction with a lot of items on there that you can bid on. It's a lot of fun. You're going to get to hear a great country music singer, Olivia Faye Floyd, and you can get tickets by going to legendsoftheoutdoors.com, going to the bottom of the screen, call my number, either one of the two numbers that are there, and you'll get me or my assistant, or we will call you back. You can purchase tickets. They're $100, or tables are $1,200 apiece. The tables seat 10 people, but they are up front seat.
And this is not available on Ticketmaster, correct?
No, not available on Ticketmaster or anywhere else except by calling us.
Okay, because I'm thinking, I wonder how much scalping would go for.
Well, you might stand out in the parking lot and sell yours after you give them to you, but we hold all the tickets at the door to try to avoid that from happening.
Yeah, that was more joking on that one, because if you got the tickets, who wouldn't be going? You'd be crazy not to go with those. With all those people going there.
One of those things, and Gary and Tommy Garner's mentioned a lot of times, you never know who's going to show up.
Never know.
I mean, country music artists, you know, John Anderson's been there several times.
Bobby Bear's been there several times. John Carter Cash has been there.
There you go.
So several more.
I'm just waiting for the year that everybody get blown away by Hank Williams Jr. And I know you're friends with Hank.
I know Hank.
You and Bo Cephas have fished together.
Yep.
What did you get him at that event?
Well, that's a possibility. There's no doubt that's a possibility. So
he was really big buddies with Jerry Reed.
Alabama Wild Man.
Yeah, Jerry passed away a few years ago, but Jerry was great friends. And Porter Wagner, Little Jimmy Dickens, Grandpa Jones, all them hunted and fished with me over the years. There was a lot of the country music people. I love country music. Grew up with it. Porter Wagner said after we shared 2 days in the duck blind together, he said I knew more about country music than they did. And I said, well, Porter, that's because while y'all was singing it, I was living it.
There you go. Exactly right. Wayne, we're out of time.
Yeah, unfortunately, we are out of time. And, man, we need to make these segments longer, but I know we can't. So, folks, if you've been listening to us, I want to appreciate you guys listening to us. Make sure you leave us a review. 5-star is always great. 4-star, we still won't ignore you. Make sure when you leave your review, you need to leave your full name, your real name, not your username, in the review so we can get a hold of you. People that leave Bear 7226, I can't get a hold of you. Yes, town and state also would help us very much in getting a hold of you. Again, thank you for listening to American Roots Outdoors Podcast. This is Wayne Redbone and our guests checking out. And like we say here at American Roots Outdoors,
when your roots run deep and strong,
there is no reason to fear the wind.
American roots. Take it to a holler. Take it to a field. Across a creek. Up a big old hill. Year after year. Got my hunting gear. And my old pair of hunting boots. Passed on. Deep in the ground around your heart, so you never gotta worry.